back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. This is the 17th fucking time I'm recording this little intro. Like when I say hi, guys, I need a, you know what? I'm going to do a compilation of like how many times it sometimes takes me to get it right. Sometimes the hi is just like, it's not hi-ing. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's not giving. Sometimes my voice cracks. Sometimes I just say some weird shit that I'm like, why did you say that? You know, you would think that by this point, I would know what to do with this mouth, but like sometimes I don't. Okay, get your mind out of the gutter. How are we doing? Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. I'm Lisa, your host. How's your heart? How's your day? How's your life? You know, in no particular order, I want to hear how we doing. I'm doing great. Okay, a bitch just got her nails done and it just, you know, the first day with new nails, you can't tell me shit. Okay, you cannot tell me shit. And you know, I just love having my nails done. It makes me so happy. I don't enjoy sitting there. That I don't enjoy. I'm impatient. I don't like to not be able to use my hands. She likes to use her hands at all times. I feel like we've been getting like sexual lately without trying to. Today is Tuesday, 30th of January. Whoa, that was so AI of me. Why did I say it like that? Today is Tuesday, January 30th. And I'm recording this a week before you're going to listen to this because I'm flying home this Friday. So what is Friday? February 1st or 2nd? I'm going home to Costa Rica for a little bit. I'm bringing my mic because I'm going to force two of my friends to record with me. I hope. I'll keep you posted. We'll see what happens. Anyway, while you're listening to this, I'm home. And this is part two of our birthday episode. So I hope you're enjoying the first one. And yesterday when I posted that this was an episode for anybody like entering their 30s or scared to enter their 30s, etc. Even just the DMs I got, I just want to say this real quick because I feel as though sometimes we think we're the only people going through something or we're the only ones experiencing a certain fear. And let me tell you, you're not. Okay? And I don't know if that makes us feel better, but I think it does. I'm reading this book by Todd Rose called Collective Illusions, and it's all about, I don't want to say herd mentality, but in a nutshell, it's just about the way we think as humans and the way we collectively hold on to ideas and run with them, and just how we feel so much more at peace and more quote unquote worthy when we are part of a belief that is so much bigger than us, that like the majority of people also believe. Does that make sense? That's besides the point. Let me stay on track here, okay? But I just wanted to say, if you think you're the only woman in the world who's scared about turning 30, or if you think you're the only woman in the world who feels behind, or if you think you're the only woman in the world who wants things to happen and they haven't happened yet, and you're therefore feeling stressed, pressured, nervous, anxious, overwhelmed, etc., you are not the only woman. I promise you, there are so many people that have this feeling. I just want to remind you, like, this is a very shared experience for many. You're not alone in your feelings. I don't know if that makes you feel better again, but I just want to validate your feelings and also let you know there's a lot of us in this boat. And it's okay. It doesn't have to be this scary. That's it. Okay, I'm not gonna go on a whole like rant about this again, even though if you want me to, I will. Okay, happily. But we have things to do. We have things to do. We have people to see. And I'm trying to not go super off track in this episode again. So let me tell you, let me catch you up on my weekend. Let me tell you how I've been unwinding. And then we're gonna get into part two of my 31 lessons that I've learned while being alive for 31 years, for 31 beautiful, fun years. Okay. So the only new addition I have to my current unwinding routine, which let me tell you, my unwinding routine is going to 100% change when I'm home, like Costa Rica home. And then it's going to change again when I get back here because I'm going to be alone. And I haven't been alone for like, I want to say over 2 months now. I don't want to even think about that because honestly, I love having my mom here so much. Like I'm just obsessed with her. I love her so much that I don't want to come here and not be with her, but it's part of life. And unfortunately, she can't stay here always. We have to do what we have to do. But my point with this was just that if my unwinding answer has been repetitive, I promise you it won't be. But sometimes that's how it is. Sometimes, you know what I mean? She is a creature of habit. It's not like I'm going to be like cartwheeling in 3 weeks to unwind. Like, I don't think my answer is going to be that fucking different. Anyway, let me tell you what we've been doing lately in addition to our matching PJ, magnesium pills, magnesium drink, Monopoly deal, Rummy Cube, P.F. Chang's. We had P.F. Chang's again last night. Holy fucking shit. Why does it slap so hard? Why does it slap so hard? Listen, I don't know if they have the Brussels sprouts everywhere, but the P.F. Chang's near me has Brussels sprouts on the menu. And if there's one thing about me is I fucking love a Brussels sprout or a cauliflower or a broccoli. She loves fiber. But honestly, I love these vegetables so much. If they're on the menu, I will be ordering them. However, I don't think those Brussels sprouts are available everywhere. So please check if the P.F. Chang's near you has the Brussels sprouts. It's a side and they're so good. They're definitely like not healthy, but like they're so good. Anyway, we had a lot of chicken last night. We did like Chang's spicy chicken. My godmother got the orange chicken. It was really good. I hadn't had that in a while. We always get the noodles, the vegetable noodles. I do the spicy chicken with fried rice. Oh my God, my mouth is watering and we have so many leftovers. So I'm going in on that tonight again. Okay, so the only new addition to that entire routine. So this company sent me this CBD cocktail. I don't know if you saw it on my stories, but I posted the funniest unboxing of my mom and godmother like going back and forth at it because my mom was like, oh my God, is that a sin? My mom is like a beautiful Catholic, wholesome Hispanic woman, okay? And my godmother's like, pour it up, bitch. Give me some of that. My mom is like, oh my God, am I gonna be high? Like, what's gonna happen to me? The drink doesn't have, actually, you know what? I'm not going to talk out of my ass because I don't even know what it has. But like, I'm assuming if they can ship it, it's like, it can't have weed in there, right? All I know is it has some sort of CBD in there, I think. The bottles are gorgeous. It's called Nowadays. I opened those the other night. They loved it. They loved it. And I think that got my godmother's like wheels spinning because she's like, oh my God, wait, I want to go get some like CBD gummies or something. And so I was like, oh my God, amazing. If you go, can you get me some? Because I would love to have some. I used to smoke weed every single night to go to sleep for like 10 years of my life. I don't know if I've ever told you this before. I think I have. And I stopped during like the beginning of COVID. I stopped because it started just, I don't know, it started hitting me differently. I tried a million different things. I tried different strands. I tried everything, but it started hitting me weird and just making me really anxious. And so I stopped, which made me really sad because that was my little, that was my unwinding routine, was hitting a J to go to sleep. And that's it. I wasn't really a social smoker. I just liked to smoke to go to sleep. That's it. But I do miss that. Anyway, so I asked my godmother if she would get me some gummies, like some sleep gummies, if she went. So they went. Apparently, they went into some smoke shop downtown in Miami, became best friends with the guy, as they do. My mom talks to the wall, which, like, who am I to fucking judge? Look at me. And so she brought me these gummies. She brought me two different ones. She brought me these, like, sleep gummies that I tried last night. Slept like a motherfucking baby, okay? And I like can't, like melatonin to me, when people are like, oh my God, I took two melatonins and I passed out, I'm like, you're so pure. I could take five and I'd probably be okay. Actually, no, if I took five, I'd be unwell. But like, it takes a little bit to get me to go to sleep, okay? Because this brain of mine just does not like to shut off. Like, I could be physically tired, but emotionally and mentally, my brain's like, no. How about we replay every scenario you've ever been through in your life that's been remotely embarrassing and we can just like go over loop, think about it a million times until I've tortured you enough. And then you can think about everything you didn't do today. And then you can think about everything you have to do tomorrow. And then maybe I'll let you fall asleep. That's how my brain works sometimes. Of course, we have to throw in like a scenario, like a fake scenario that hasn't happened, which like I saw a TikTok yesterday that I was like, fuck, I felt that because it was this girl and she was like, it was a funny TikTok. It was a funny song. And the quote on top was like, me running to go to sleep because now I have a crush and I can then imagine like a ton of fake scenarios with my crush. I don't have that right now. I need some cute shit to happen to me, please, because I just need someone new that I can fantasize about at night. Like, I don't even necessarily want to date you. I just need someone that I can do fake scenarios with in my head to fall asleep. You know what I mean? That's it. What was I saying? Oh yeah, so I tried the sleep gummies last night. Amazing. But she got me these other ones. I need to take a picture of them. I'll take a picture and show you what they look like. But they're like, they're not to sleep. They're just, I think it's like, they're not edibles because obviously like they just bought them in a smoke shop. Like, I don't think it's an edible. But has a high amount of, I wish I knew my words. What is it? Is it THC or is it CBD? What's the difference? I don't know. It has some good shit in there. Okay. I took one on, not last night, but on Sunday night. I was high. Like I don't know. I don't know what I was, but let me tell you what, I was happy. Oh my God. I was happy. I was cracking up. And then I slept like a baby. So now I'm like, okay, great. So these gummies are about to be a part of my staple nighttime routine. So that's my only new addition, okay? This weekend, what did I do this weekend? We had a cute, fun, active, social weekend. Friday, we went to dinner. We went to my favorite restaurant. One of my best friends came with us. When I say us, I mean mom and godmother, of course. All of my plans revolve around them while they're here because I just love to be with them. I love to hang out with them and I love to like take them out, you know, take them anywhere I go, take them to cute spots. They love to eat. They love to have a few drinks. We just have the best time, honestly. And I just want to make sure they have like the best time, you know? So we went to dinner and then actually one of my best guy friends was at a little bar with his friends. My friend and I were like, okay, let's go. Like, let's stop by and say hi. And I was like, let's all go. So I dragged everybody there with us and my mom and godmother left like 20 minutes in. But my mom is just like such a social queen. Like, I think if it were up to her, she would go everywhere. She just loves people. She's such a cutie. So we did that on Friday. Saturday, I went to go see my perfect angel baby, my niece called Vera. I post her on my stories all the time. She's just so fucking perfect. It actually makes me like, I just can't, you know what I mean? I just love her so much. I can't. And she's growing so fast. She's my wallpaper right now. And I had to change her because in the month that I didn't see her, she's already a different human. I'm just obsessed with her. We're all obsessed with her. Like, oh my God, precious angel. And then I picked up my mom and godmother. We had a cute little lunch. And then honestly, we had a chill Saturday night. What did we do Saturday night? I think I just stayed home. I think we watched a movie. Sunday, I worked. I went to a cute new coffee shop. I'm in my coffee era, okay? I'm back on it. I wasn't vibing with coffee for a bit. And now I'm just like, fuck me up. I need a coffee a day. I need a latte a day. So that's what I did. And then took an edible at night and it was amazing. So let's get into this, okay? Let's get into birthday lessons part two. There's so many because I think I ended, which one did I end at in the last one? I think 9, I believe. 9. So you know what? We might do part 3. I don't know. Let's see how many we get through today without making this super long. And also please tell me if we like these like rambly intros. I need you to validate me for a second. I need you to tell me I like it when you talk a lot in the intro, or you can tell me I would prefer if you just jumped into the subject at hand. I might not listen either way. I'm just kidding. Obviously I'm going to listen, but it might hurt my feelings if you say you don't like the long intros. I mean, we don't always do long intros, right? Sometimes we're going to talk a little more shit than others, right? Okay, let's get into this. So we are continuing my 31 lessons that I've learned being alive for 31 years. Number 9, always leave before you think you should and leave quietly. Listen, if somebody wants to exit, let them, like show them the door. If somebody wants to leave your life, don't make a scene. Don't make a scandal. You are allowed to just let someone walk out if that's what they want to do. If somebody does you dirty, respond by just removing yourself from the situation. Silence is an answer. No answer is an answer. And I think there's so much value in doing things quietly, moving in silence, you know, whether that's things you're working on, forgiving people quietly, silently. If you don't like the way somebody's showing up, you're allowed to just quietly remove yourself from their life and from the situation. So I guess this one is kind of two lessons. It's like leaving before you think you should and also leaving quietly. So I think sometimes, you know, we want to like announce our departure or we want to have these like conversations because we think we need quote unquote closure. But sometimes, depending on what happens, honestly, not everything requires this huge conversation. Not everything needs to be addressed. Some things are addressed by you just removing yourself from the situation. And as for the leaving before you think you should, I think this applies to so much. I think when you're at somebody's house, the right time to leave is right before you think you should leave. Okay, because I'm sure the host is tired. So help out and fucking go home. Thank you so much. But also, like, at a party, it's always better to be missed rather than someone be like, God damn, you're still here. You know what I mean? Or like, fuck, I wish they would go. Or, you know, that's enough or whatever. Letting people miss you, I love to do that. And I, for one, I'm always leaving right before I think I should, even before that. Okay, I think I'm notorious for doing that. My friends would agree. I'm always the first one out. And I just like to, you know, that's for a few reasons. I like to give people space. I think I also project because I know how I am. And I don't like too much all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I have a very small and very special social battery. I think I give a lot when I'm with people, usually the loudest one. And I don't mean loud as in like yelling. I mean like I'm talking to everybody. I feel like I think my friends would agree, like, I'm pretty entertaining. So, you know, that battery runs out real quick too, though. So I have to be mindful of that. And that's taken me a long time to learn. I'd rather be missed. I'd rather people be like, no, don't go, than me sit there and then I kind of overstayed my visit. I don't know. Leave quietly and leave before you think you should. Number 10, I know you think you aren't allowed to go to the beach until your body looks a certain way, but please go on the fucking trip. I did not do so many things and did not go to so many places and did not go on so many trips, so many events, like weddings. I'm talking weddings, okay? Like special moments I have missed out on because the dislike I had for my body was so severe that it literally interrupted my life in that much of a way, which I think is just, I don't want to say ridiculous, because in the moment it was so valid and real and overpowering, paralyzing, quite frankly. Like, I could not work around it. And I understand, like, I understand why I did it, but it makes me so sad because I didn't think I had permission to enjoy certain things because of the way my body looked. I just wish I could tell myself that I was totally allowed to enjoy special moments, even if I didn't like the way I looked necessarily, because there's so much more to life than the way we look. And because after the trip or the event is over, I'm not going to be thinking about what I looked like during the trip or the event. I'm going to be thinking about what happened during the trip and the event. And I'm going to think about the memories, and I'm going to think about the moments that I got to share with people. You know what I mean? And it's like, you're not going to go on a trip with people you love, and then after the trip, everyone's going to be sitting around thinking about what you looked like on the trip. Like, nobody's going to be fucking doing that. And if they are, those are some weird fucking friends to have, okay? This one is a sensitive one for me because I do understand why I would do it. And I'm a tough bitch. Like, if I can't do something, if I can't convince myself of something, it's because it really has a chokehold over me. And this really had a chokehold over me. And I'm just so sad that I missed out on so many beautiful moments because of something so superficial. I know it was way deeper for me, but like, at the end of the day, it's superficial. And it's me not allowing myself to literally live because I thought my body didn't deserve it. Ultimately, that's what it boiled down to. And that makes me so sad. And I don't want that. I would never want that for one of my best friends. I would never want that for like my daughter. You know what I mean? So nobody's going to be thinking about the way you looked. They're going to be thinking about the moments you shared, how they felt, how they looked. Honestly, we're all thinking about ourselves. Let's be fucking real. So let yourself enjoy special moments and trips, even if you aren't completely happy with the way you look, because you deserve it. Like, you deserve to live even while you might be uncomfortable in your body. Like, you're still allowed to live. Pausing your life and missing out on so much to then, once you deem your body looks appropriate, pausing your life until you in your mind have quote unquote worked on yourself enough, like physically, to where you think your body is now allowed to enjoy your life and to enjoy special moments and trips. Like, that is crazy. Again, I understand it because I've been there, but at the same time now, I'm like, fuck that. Like, I don't want to miss out on one more thing. I feel like my insecurities and my relationship with my body took so many things away from me that now I'm like, listen, there's still things I don't like, but I refuse to let that continue interfering with my life. That's it. Like, life is so precious for me to be missing out on things because I'm like, I could be 5 pounds lighter. Like, fuck that shit. It's exhausting. Number 11, and nobody's going to be surprised to hear this one. The words you speak become the house you live in. Words fucking changed my life. And I know I sound like a broken record, but it's the simplest thing that made the biggest impact. And I love this quote because it's, what kind of house do you want to be living in? Okay, because I mean, me personally, by the looks of it, the way that I was speaking to myself before, the way that I was speaking to myself in my 20s was crazy. You know what I mean? And like, I want a walk-in closet. Like, I want a beautiful office. I want big windows. I love a nice view. I want, you know, I'm gonna need some of that natural lighting for these selfies. You know what I mean? Like, these selfies aren't gonna take themselves. I definitely was not acting that way. Okay? Obviously, I'm kidding here, but like, people notice the way you talk to yourself. People notice the way you treat yourself, which shouldn't be the reason why you treat yourself nicely. You should treat yourself nicely because you are the most important relationship that you have. The relationship with yourself dictates every other relationship in your life. It sets the tone. And my life changed when my relationship with myself changed. So never gonna stop talking about that. Number 12, that friend you have a weird feeling about, no need to explore that gut feeling. I need you to trust it. I was trying to think about this when I was writing out these lessons, and I was trying to think about if I've ever been wrong about a person. And I mean wrong about, I don't mean a guy like doing some guy shit. I don't mean that. I mean having a feeling about a friend, okay, and then being proven wrong. And honestly, I haven't. My lesson here is trust yourself and trust those feelings. And also, can I just say, if you get a weird feeling about somebody, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean they're going to do some shit to you. Like, sometimes I think we forget that, like, not everybody is compatible. You might just not be compatible. It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad person. You know, like, I'm sure people maybe, actually, no, nobody gets that feeling from me. I'm just kidding. Also, that reminded me of this meme that I always repost when I see it. And it says, like, like, if a lion came up to me, I hope that it would feel my amazing vibes and not attack me. That just reminded me of that because, fuck, I hate being not liked. I can't even think about that. It makes me, like, I want everyone to like me, which is stupid because I don't like everybody. So it's not fair. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay. Number 13. Clothes are meant to fit your body, not the other way around. Buy clothes that fit you because nobody can see what size is on the tag, and that does not matter one bit. So just buy the size that actually fits you, okay? I can't tell you how many times I would buy a certain size because in my head I was like, that's a good size, you know, like that's a good size to be. And so I would buy it. It wouldn't even fit me right. I was uncomfortable. And at the end of the day, it's so silly because then, like, not only do you look uncomfortable, you're probably uncomfortable, then you're not going to act like your best self, because when you aren't comfortable, you're not going to act like your best self. Like, that's really hard. That's even more work to put on yourself. And at the end of the day, like, nobody can fucking see what size it is. So who cares? Also, like, who cares what size you are? Nobody cares. And I'm a different size in fucking everything. I always have been. I hate that this is such a thing too. I remember even buying clothes and cutting the tags off because I was like, I don't want to see what that size is. Because in my head, for some reason, I had deemed that size as just not good. Just remember, clothes are meant to fit what you look like. Clothes are meant to fit what your body looks like, not the other way around. Number 14. Is that 14? I think so. 13, 14? 14, right? This is along the same lines. You don't need to change your style. You don't have to wear the same shit everybody else is wearing. You're allowed to wear the same outfits over and over and over again if they make you happy. For a long time in my 20s, I always thought I had to constantly change my style because it was so simple. It was so boring. It wasn't, you know, trendy. Now, I don't give a fuck. And it makes me so happy. Like, now, I've fully accepted the things that I like, the things that I don't like, the things that I want to try, the things that I don't want to try, the amount of times I want to wear something over and over and over and over and over again. Like, I don't care anymore. But before, I would guilt trip myself. Honestly, I would be like, fuck, like, I wish I liked this, or maybe I should try that. I would buy clothes that I didn't even really like because I was like, no, I need to, like, branch out. I need to change my style. I need to wear different things. you know, I need to wear all these things that my friends wear. Like, no, you fucking don't, actually. You really don't. It's not even like what you wear, but it's like how you wear it. And I don't mean that physically. I mean, if you show up and if you wear a white shirt with jeans every single day, and that's what makes you happy and that's what you like, and you show up, and if people like say something to you and you're like, oh yeah, I know, I'm like repeating again, like, you know, no, fucking own that shit. Just be like, oh my God, favorite outfit ever. And that's it. Like, we also have to check people and put people in line, you know, and we show people how we feel a lot of the times. This might be one of the most cliche things I've ever said, but it's like the best thing you can wear is a smile. I'm just kidding. The best thing you can wear is confidence, honestly. Like, that's it. So now if I have to change 50 times before I leave the house, I will, because I'm not leaving my house unless I feel good. And every single day, feeling good looks different. Like, some days I feel really good in the baggiest jeans with the baggiest crew neck and like some cute sneakers and my jewelry and a little bun, like whatever. Some days I want to wear the tightest fucking bodysuit that I own with, you know, tighter jeans and heels, and I want to do my hair, and that's how I feel good. And I will roll up that way to a coffee shop. I don't care anymore. I do whatever is going to make me feel good that day, and I don't apologize for it anymore. Number 15, this isn't really a lesson. It's more a question that I love to ask myself when I'm getting impatient about something not happening in my life. If it showed up right now, would you be able to handle it? I'm not going to elaborate on that one. I'm going to let you think about that question. And I want you to think about something you want that hasn't happened yet that you're feeling impatient about. And I want you to ask yourself, if it showed up right now, would you be able to handle it? And if you don't want to think about this right now, if you're driving, if you're doing your skincare, if you're working, whatever you're doing, just put a pin in this, come back to this later, give yourself a little journaling moment, or, you know, type it in your notes on your phone or on your laptop. Just think about it. Would you be able to handle it? What would that look like? What would it look like if it showed up right now? What would you do? How would it be in your life? What role would it take up in your everyday? What would your days look like? How different would your days be? I like to think about this because sometimes I get impatient about certain things, and then I think about this and I'm like, you know what? I actually don't think I'd be prepared for this right now. And then I love even thinking about that, because then I'm like, okay, fuck, what can I do to prepare for this even more? We're gonna do an episode about this, because I feel like this is a little bit woo-woo, but not really. There's so much beauty in the space of how can I prepare for something? What do I need to do in preparation for this? And I think about it, because I'm a delusional fucking bitch, I think about it in the sense of, okay, I know this is on the way. So I'm like, it's crunch time. I gotta get ready for it. And what does getting ready look like? I love it. I love thinking about this. Okay, 16. Learning how to manage and understand your anxiety will be so valuable for you. Learning how to stay present, how to ground myself, how to communicate with myself in moments of anxiousness and discomfort, that is one of the most invaluable tools that I have and that I've had to develop and that I'm always working on. But I think sometimes we use our anxiety, for my anxious queens, I think sometimes we, or maybe I'll speak for myself, I used to use my anxiety as a scapegoat. I used to blame it for certain things instead of kind of being accountable for it. You know, I'd be like, oh, I'm just anxious today. Instead of developing a toolbox of, okay, I'm anxious today. What do I need? What's going to make me have the best day I possibly can, given the circumstances, given the anxiety that's shown up? And I've learned how to understand where it's coming from, why it showed up, how it showed up, what I can do, what's going to actually help it, what's going to soothe it, etc. And also learning how to communicate about it and learning to communicate what I need. So just learning how to manage and understand my anxiety is something I've had to learn in my 20s and that I'm still always learning about. So I had to throw that one in here. Number 17, if you don't pick a moment or a day to relax, your body's going to pick it for you, period. No need to elaborate on that, right? We get that. Number 18, There's so many people you're going to love and who are going to love you, and you haven't even met them yet. There's so many people I thought were going to be at my wedding one day, or at my first wedding, you know? And they definitely will not be at my first wedding, or any wedding for that matter. I mean, maybe, who knows? Who knows? Life takes crazy turns. But in this very moment, those people that I'm thinking about, they're not going to be at the wedding, okay? And while that's sad and felt so heartbreaking in the moment, I have met so many people in the last few years that have such special places in my life now that I could have never imagined. It makes me feel so grateful, and it makes me also feel so excited, because I'm like, there's so many people in this world and I don't know who's going to walk into my life in any given moment. And I always say this, I always say, like, God sends me these angels, because my family life is quite complicated and I feel very lonely in that area of my life. I've told you that before, but I swear God was like, listen, I know shit at home is going to be a little rough, but I'm going to give you all of these friends that, and it's not about quantity at all. It's literally just, I just feel like I meet such beautiful people. And I'm like, she was too stunned to speak. And truly, I just feel so lucky. I wish I could tell myself 10 years ago, like, it's okay. Or even 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it may be. I just wish I could tell myself, like, it's okay. You might lose some people, but you have no idea who's coming. Okay, you know what? There's no fucking way we're going to run through all these in the time that we have. I have a call in 15 minutes, and that is on me just not being able to shut up, because I love to sit here and talk to you. So we're going to have to finish this next time, if that's okay with you. But I think that's where we're going to stop today. So we're at 19, right? 18, 19? I'll figure it out when I edit. We're missing 10 or 11 or 12. Can I count? We're missing 12. Okay. I hope something hit in here today. I hope you needed one of these lessons. Tell me which one hit the most. And please do that little exercise that I mentioned. And once you do it once, it's so fun to continue doing with anything. Like, it doesn't have to be something huge. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It's a form of manifesting. It's a form of journaling. It's a form of dreaming. And I think we often forget that dreaming is free. And it's so fucking fun. And I feel like we dream so much when we're kids and when we're young, and then we stop dreaming because we're like, oh, fuck, this shit's rough, you know, which is fair. But dreaming is so fun and it's free to do. So might I suggest you engage in a little dreaming today? Okay. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. This is where I cannot say goodbye because attachment issues. Okay. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed. Talk to me. Tell me what hit. Stay safe. Love you. I'll see you next week.